any issues with regard to leadership are really a matter internally for the party members and publicly to be spoken about by the people that are elected to do so. And I'm not certainly going to move into that sphere where I will be making an opinion available, when in fact it is those who are elected that make that decision, the members of the parliamentary party and the members of the group. But certainly to say that our job in hand is to look at the constituency, to look at local areas where we have capacity and opportunity, and to encourage new people to come forward. And regardless of what party you are in or none, it is hugely important, as I'm sure you would agree, Greg, that we have very good representation at local level. The local authorities have been stymied in one way in their decision-making process. COVID has had a huge impact on our people and on our representatives, and certainly it's a time to rejuvenate the role of local authorities, because at the end of the day, that is where the real representation comes from, and those, many of whom who cut their teeth, as one would put it, at local level, then have the opportunity to put their name forward at national level. So that's the work in hand. That is what we're trying to do, working with all our members, working with all our elected representatives, to ensure that we have greater voice and greater capacity within the county.
Obviously, depending on the makeup of Donegal come the next general election, I mean, you are a woman, you are based in South Donegal, you have form. I mean, a lot of people would say Fianna Fáil was looking for someone to run alongside Charlie McConnell for a nice geographical spread in a one Donegal constituency. Would you be the ideal candidate? Is it something that you would consider, or would you rule yourself out of that scenario?
Well, Greg, if you remember the party, you could make that decision yourself. But really, look at what I'm doing is I was asked by people in my local area to put my name forward. The chair had retired. There wasn't a chair for some time. There was a hiatus within the organisation. And I said I was prepared to help to support the party and the party members. I am not there to put my name forward as a candidate.
Not.
I'm there to.
But you haven't ruled yourself out of it either, Mary, which is quite interesting.
Well, I'm not. You know that old adage, I'm neither ruling myself in nor out.
Well,
that's always there.
I think that's a very, very interesting answer, Mary Cochran.
But what I'm saying to you is, we'll move on from supposition and rumour.
Okay.
What we're doing is we have work in hand. We have good people there. Mm. We want to encourage more within the party. Our OGRA has been tremendous, and I certainly see talent coming from that, and I certainly hope that we will do that.
And
work.
You know, we've been chatting for 6 or 7 minutes now, Mary, and the headline is Mary Cochran eyes return to national politics. I'm not saying that, but you know the way.
Well, now,
but you know, I know,
I
you're,
know
not, I know
way,
you're not saying
I
that, but you know.
This
I know
not
that.
An opportunity
I know.
For me
I
this
understand.
Is not me relaunching myself as political
understand.
Life. I came on the interview specifically to say that we have a good organisation. We have rejuvenated ourselves. We have a lot of work in hand, and we're prepared to do it, and we're up for the fight. And we have as much of a contribution to make as a party on behalf of the people of Donegal as anyone else. So I think we are up for that battle. When the election is called, as you know yourself, you never know what's going to happen. There are issues in the county. There are serious issues, and we've been very hurt by other issues in the county. So there's a bit of healing to be done within the county, but I certainly feel that Fianna Fáil has a part to play.